The Chamber of Commerce has expanded its awards over the years. Now, in addition to the traditional Business and Citizen of the Year, the Chamber honors youth leaders, community events, community service, and entrepreneurs. The banquet is a feel-good evening, full of kudos for people who've worked hard to make Ketchikan a better place to live. The first award of the night was Outstanding Youth Leader, and that went to Ketchikan Theater Ballet dance teacher Carol Schaefer. Announcing the award is Mark Guevara, a Chamber board member, who says Schaefer always had strong leadership skills dating back to her time as president of her class at Schoenbar Middle School.
She did leave Ketchikan for a time to pursue a doctorate in physical therapy, but when she returned, despite injuries from a traffic accident, she resumed teaching at KTB while maintaining full employment at Ketchikan Medical Center.
The event of the year went to the Monthly Grind, a local talent show that takes place from fall until spring. It's been going strong for 25 years and is always on the third Saturday of the month. Ironically, the Chamber Banquet coincided with January's Grind, and Chamber Board Member Penny Peterson was the only Grind organizer available to pick up the award.
I was told that Elizabeth Nelson is announcing this award at the Monthly Grind tonight so that everybody in the audience can hear about this award that the Chamber has bestowed upon us. So it's a proud moment for me as a Chamber member as well as a producer of the Monthly Grind.
The Monthly Grind has inspired similar events on Prince of Wales Island and in Sitka. The next award was for Outstanding Community Service, and that went to a group that's dedicated to that activity, Rotary. Ketchikan is home to two Rotary groups, Rotary 2000 and First City Rotary. They both were honored by the Chamber. The President's Award, which honors an outstanding Chamber volunteer, went to Rachel Geiselman. The Entrepreneurs of the Year were Dr. Marna Hall and her husband Don, who own and operate Island to Island Veterinary Clinic. In accepting the award, Marna Hall thanked the community for the support.
When Don and I had thought about opening up our veterinary clinic, the response that we had from so many people was just tremendous. And the response that we continue to receive from the people of Ketchikan just continues to make us want to strive and grow and be better.
Poole Engineering received the Business of the Year Award. Chuck and Jan Poole started the business in 1975, and announcer Mary Wanzer says it's been closely connected to numerous infrastructure projects in the region.
Poole has provided civil engineering and surveying services ranging from mining claims to subdivisions, road design, docks, fish hatcheries, and sawmill facilities.
In accepting the award, Chuck Poole says his family was the inspiration for the company's success. The big award of the evening is the Citizen of the Year, which for the past few years has been bestowed upon couples. This year's recipients were longtime residents Rich and Kay Andrew, owners of Annabelle's Restaurant and the historic Gilmore Hotel in downtown Ketchikan. Penny Peterson announced the award and noted that the Andrews not only owned local businesses but commercial fished for many years. They had joined the Southeast Alaska Gillnetters Association and the Southern Southeast Regional Aquaculture Association. Later, Kay Andrew was the first woman to chair the Alaska Board of Fish.
Through it all, they've been totally invested in our community. For example, last year they helped organize 6 fundraisers for people here with medical needs, and those programs raised around $125,000.
When the couple came up to accept the award, Rich Andrew handed the mic to Kay.
I talk, he listens. That's what he says. This community is outstanding, and we all know that as we live here. We pull together as a great community. We do what's necessary, and we are family in this community. So without everyone in this room, everyone in this community, our business wouldn't be what it is today. So thank you all, and thank you for the great honor this is.
Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.